Hi, this is Rachel again. I am a horrible human being right now. I keep forgetting questions that I should have had on my list and didn't have on my list, and I'm reminded from people that, hey, you forgot something, and like, shit, I forgot. So I'm going to do this again, and I'm going to, like, I'm going to answer these few questions, and then I'm going to put it up like I did with the previous one. You're all going to be so fucking sick of me by the time I'm done actually getting all of these answered. You're, like, never going to want to hear my voice again. And I completely understand that. I would feel the exact same way. No, well, about my voice, yes. But, and I'm rambling, and I'm, yeah. Okay, so, really, I'm never doing an AMA again ever in my entire life, because this, I'm horrible at this. I'm just, wow, I'm so bad at this. Okay, these are actually just three questions from, Not So Much Vanilla, and I am so sorry, sweetie, that I didn't answer these. On the first one. I have no idea why I didn't have these on my list. I really don't. But anyway, okay. You are on death row. Instead of being given a last meal, you are given one last sexual experience. It can be anything, anyhow you'd like it. Describe it. Okay, if I had to choose, I think if I were on death row, and considering my, the way that I feel right now, currently, I was gonna say I could go, like, loving, caring, like, that last, really nice, a lot of hugging, a lot of kissing, a lot of, you know, slow, sensual fucking, a lot of just real nice, so that my last experience on Earth would just be the most pleasant thing ever. Flip that, and the way that I may feel a couple hours from now would be, like, give me some, a bit of a riding crop, and maybe some rope tie me down, and just have a serious, like, intense fucking. So, it's really depending on my mood. Right now, I'd go with loving. That being said, if it could be any last sexual experience, like, at all, if there's, like, no limit to what I could do, and I'm gonna say this because it's gonna piss everybody off who's already mentioned that I've said this too much, I'd want Tom Hiddleston. There you go. Him. Ha! Alright. Oh god, I am such a dork. Okay, next. What's your favorite holiday and why? I guess you mean like the holidays that we celebrate? Halloween. Fucking love Halloween. I love everything about Halloween. I love this time of year, obviously. I love the creepiness of it. It just feels great to wake up and go, it's Halloween. I love the costumes. I love... Oh god, I love everything. I used to love the candy, but I don't eat it anymore. I used to just binge eat on Halloween candy. I haven't had Halloween candy in over a year. I love it. I love everything about it. I love the haunted houses. I love the haunted rides. Where I live, we have, like, a really cool Halloween thing that the local amusement park does, and it's fucking awesome. I love everything about Halloween, but that's because I'm a horror junkie, and that's what I like. So yeah, I'd have to go with Halloween, but you know, Christmas is a close second, because Christmas just gives you that warm, fuzzy family feeling, you know, in your soul, where you just feel like everything's a hug, basically, if that makes any sense. But yeah, I think Halloween. No, I know Halloween. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Other than the obvious, naughty, what's your favorite way to de-stress? I like to read a lot. I think that's my big de-stressor. I read way more books at one time than a person should. currently I'm reading Stephen King's Dr. Sleep, which is amazing. But I read everything possible. I think that's my big de-stressor. That and music. I'm a huge music person. And depending on my mood, I'll listen to everything from really bad pop music to, classical. I think one of my favorite ways to, one of my favorite things to listen to completely de-stress is, let me see if I can find the name, because it's an amazing song, and it's really long, but it's just, oh god, it's an experience when you listen to it. And of course I'm gonna have trouble finding it at this point, I'm sure. And I can't think of it off the top of my head. Oh crap, what is it? Oh jeez, see, this is just, oh wait, that was it. It's a song called, where did it go? Jesus, ugh. I have too many playlists that are, oh, East Hastings by, Godspeed You Black Emperor. I love that from beginning to end. It's calming to me. It's a good de-stressor. And I have that on a playlist with, like, some Bach and, Schubert, the string quartet, number 13 is like, and it's Schubert, Death in the Maiden. It's an incredible, that's just an incredible one. But I think I listen to classical a lot. Like I said, bad pop as well, or like dirty Southern rock is a really good one to de-stress, just to move around to it. Those are my big two, the two big things that I do. That, and I watch a lot of TV and a lot of movies. Like, I have a big collection of TV shows that I watch. I like watching TV on my own time. I don't really like scheduled TV watching. I don't like doing that. I like on-demand and DVDs and things. So I think one of my tops, actually, because this just popped into my head, and good god, I'm going on way too long about what I do to de-stress, but I'm a very stressed person. I'm wound up, so I have to have de-stressors. One of my favorite things to do is to put together a puzzle, these, like, little cheap hometown puzzles. The artist does them, they're all, like, happy little things, so they make you smile when they're put together. They're just happy. When I was a kid, and a teenager, I used to put puzzles together with my grandma all the time, like every day. One of my favorite things that we did was we would put the puzzle together while we were watching, like, Murder, She Wrote. I'm a huge Murder, She Wrote fan. So I still do that to this day, and it's one of those things that just really relaxes me. Put together a puzzle, pop in, like, a disc of Murder, She Wrote, and just zone out and do that. And that to me is just heaven, and it's so wonderful. So yeah, so that's it. Okay, so those are your questions, and again, I am so sorry for not answering these. I should have answered these. I should be better at this, but I'm not. I'm terrible at doing the AMAs, and I'm gonna stop this now before it gets to 10 minutes, and then it's like, how do I ramble on for 10 minutes when I have 3 questions? Holy shit. Okay. Thank you, not so much Vanilla, for the awesome questions, and I apologize again for not answering them originally, but they will be up now, and I hope you like these. If only you listen to them, then that's awesome. Okay, I'm gonna go eat now. So, bye everybody!